Hashtag Waterloo Letters. Written by Kafkaesque. Read by
Ergiodes LV as John F. Blunt, Sub Chan Yol, and chapter headers.
Chap as Will Darcy, Legolas Earthflatter, Trends, and CNN.
Epaulettes as Kate Miranda, Emma, RDJ Sten, and Trends.
Frightzeit as Trends, at Rainbow Hair O, at Not a Colon, and Gotham Favorite Son.
Jinky O as Washington Post, as Ella DeMurray, as Harry Banks, as Trans Parker.
Mahan's Ondine as His Royal Horniness Angelo, Pete Will Not Throw Away His Shot, and Ce N'est Pas Grave.
Rena Jenkins as Worldwide Trends, at The Sun, at Rosegold Tay, at Red Mocking Jason, and at Be More Chill.
CC Rambles as at Shut the Fuck Up Kevin, Wilder Than Oscar, and a Worldwide Trend.
Rating, Teen and Up. Summary. The Emails Leakage Aftermath. Chapter 1. On Twitter.
Worldwide Trends.
F. Sotus.
Prince Henry.
WikiLeaks.
Princess Powder.
Hashtag Waterloo Letters.
Clouds for Jungkook.
Claremont.
Hashtag Godzilla vs. Kong.
Lighthouse.
Royal Family.
Hashtag Gorillas.
Hashtag Good Girls.
The Sun. At The Sun. Gay sex scandal caused by at F. Sotus and at HRH Prince Henry's leaked correspondence shakes down Kensington Palace walls. https://t.co/ENISZUAI1G.
CNN at CNN. What First Son's affair with Prince Henry of Wales may represent to the international political scenario. https://t.co/xzoqv4n.
The Washington Post at Washington Post. As hashtag Waterloo Letters repercussions unfold, Kensington Palace and White House alike go silent. https://t.co/mpuvb2k.
Kate Miranda at KG Miranda. Bear with me, y'all. This is a long and wild ride. What the fuck is hashtag Waterloo Letters and why it is such a big deal? A thread. Kate Miranda at KG Miranda. 1 out of 8. So, if you've been living under a rock during the last 24 hours, that's what you need to know. Our boy Alexander Claremont Diaz, first son of the United States, and Prince Henry of Wales, heir to the throne of England, have a romantic relationship. Kate Miranda at KG Miranda. 2 out of 8. Their affair became public knowledge thanks to the leak of dozens of emails of a very, very compromising nature, which are now known as the Waterloo Letters, by an unknown source currently wanted by the CIA, FBI, MI6, and even the goddamn UN. Kate, darling, why is this such a big deal, you may ask? Well, my naive Padawan, I can give you 2 answers. Kate Miranda at KG Miranda. 3 of 8. The short one is, the privacy of 2 of the most influential public figures in the world was violated. You know what? To hell with the titles and the political power, 2 young men were outed without their consent and are, in this exact moment, the targets of intrigue, speculation, and scrutiny. It's not okay. It won't ever be. Kate Miranda at KG Miranda. 4 of 8. Past that, though, we find the longer, more complex reasons. In those emails, there's the dark side of the formerly perfect royals in its rawest form. You see, both Alex and Henry were pretty real to each other, so some big-ass skeletons are out of the royal closet and in plain view now, including but not limited to Kate Miranda at KG Miranda. 5 of 8. A. Princess Beatrice's cocaine addiction, Also, if you're trending that disrespectful princess dirt bullshit, do me a favor and get a life that doesn't involve bullying admirable young women, you pathetic piece of shit. Kate Miranda at KG Miranda, 6 of 8. B. Prince Philip's blatant homophobia. C. The royalty personnel's hostility towards Prince Henry's sexuality, not only discouraging but also forbidding HRH of acting in any even slightly non-heterosexual way. And D. The fact that the royal family's conservative, bigoted mindset fucking stinks. Kate Miranda at KG Miranda. 7 of 8. Things aren't great on Alex's end either. His mom, President Claremont, is in the breaking point of a already hard enough without this kind of scandal re-election run, and any mistake may be fatal. Kate Miranda, at KG Miranda. 8 of 8. Now I feel like it's my duty to remind you all they didn't do anything wrong. They are just young and in love. Leave them be. Also, Alex, invite me to the wedding and pretty please try not to ruin your own cake, baby. Kate Miranda at KG Miranda. P.S. I'm aware everyone knows how much I love Homeboy for being a Texas kid, and now I do even more because it's always nice seeing people like me, queer and OC, being powerful and unafraid. So fuck yeah, I'm biased and want to protect them. Yell nasty, don't blame me. Peace out.
His Royal Horniness Angelo at Edgar Allan Ho. Me. I hate this fucking country. Me, after realizing our first son isn't only the most iconic bisexual in history since David fucking Bowie, but also is giving head to the goddamn Prince of England. I've never, ever been prouder of being a citizen of this blessed sovereign nation. Hashtag Waterloo Letters.
Mariana Stan SKZ at Rosegold Tay. Oh my god, guys, I've never cared much about Prince Henry before because despite his looks, he always looked like someone with the personality of a cabbage, but it's all lies! And he's actually the whole package! Smart AF, huge history nerd, Star Wars geek, and so kind-hearted! And, as we've established, freaking gorgeous. Alex Claremont Diaz is a lucky man.
Everybody Hates Kevin at Shut the Fuck Up Kevin. My man Henry using commas and punctuation, being perfectly Brit and posh. And Alex deadass writing like a Tumblr troll who hangs out too much with old filthy-mouthed white men. There's no place with more chaotic energy than America, I swear to God.
Fuck Batman. At Red Mocking Jason. At STFU Kevin. You're on, Kev. There is something more chaotic than America. An American-Mexican gay.
Emma, at Alter Love Elliot, at STFU Kevin, at Red Mock and Jason. Yo, Samantha, I know you meant no harm, but please can everyone stop assuming Alex is gay? He may be bi, or pan, or poly, or whatever. Let's not jump to conclusions until he actually says something about this mess. Hashtag, stop the monosexual bullshit.
John F. Blunt, at John F. Blunt. We already knew Ellen Claremont was a terrible president, but apparently she's also a hideous mother. I wonder how a woman who can't even keep her children's pants on their bodies expects being competent enough to make America great again. The answer is, she's not. Hashtag go red. Hashtag GOP. Hashtag Richards for President.
Ella DeMurray at EVB99L. At John F. Blunt. Bitch, just say you hate women and go.
Chloe Mrs. Baekhyun at Rainbow Hair O. You guys, the moment FSOTUS and Henry boned under the ceiling of the White House, because we all know they did. Alexander Hamilton's queer ass made a celebratory dance on his grave. It was about time we had LGBTQOTUS, y'all.
Pete will not throw away his shot. At Sunbound Icarus. I'm not trying to start shit or anything, but I'm looking at some old pics, and oh my god, Alex and Prince Henry were always so fucking obvious. It's a wonder we didn't realize before.
Clara, at Be More Chill. At Sunbound Icarus. Bitch, TF! Where's the receipts?
Pete will not throw away his shot. At Sunbound Icarus. At Be More Chill. Hold on, baby. There's a lot of material. I think I'll make a thread or something.
Clara. At Be More Chill. At Sunbound Icarus.
OMG. Peter, no.
Harry Banks. At Harry W. Banks. Honestly, I'm so embarrassed. UK became a worldwide joke thanks to that excuse of a prince. Royalty my ass. Hashtag Prince of Fairies.
Edward wants to make some history. At Not a Cullen. At Henry W. Banks. Harry, for God's sake, shut your fucking mouth. Our country has an ancient history of slavery, imperialism, and bigotry, and that's the only thing you're ashamed about? Really? At Not a Cullen. At Henry W. Banks. If I recall correctly, you don't particularly enjoy taking baths since fifth grade, am I right? Well, be cool, mate. Not even all the water available on this planet would be able to wash the blood of black, native, and Latin people off your hands. At Not a Cullen. At Harry W. Banks. God knows mine are dirty, too. Prince Henry's dick is the last thing we should be sorry for. Quite the contrary, to be honest. I'm grateful for that kid. Now please shut the fuck up.
Peter, yes, at Sunbound Icarus. Every time Alex Claremont Diaz and Prince Henry Fox Mountcrescent Windsor made it painfully obvious that they were pining for each other. A threat. Peter, yes, at Sunbound Icarus. 1. Here, Alex is mesmerized by a beautiful sight. A truly feat of humankind. There's also L'Arc de Triomphe right next to them. But they don't seem to care that much, do they? A picture of two young men wearing heavy black coats in the middle of a walk. L'Arc de Triomphe is right behind them. Henry is laughing, apparently unaware of the photographer's presence, and Alex is looking at him with a fond expression. They both have plastic cups of a famous French cafe in their hands. Peter, yes, at Sunbound Icarus. 2. Oh my god. Can you guys believe Henry has gay panic written all over his face in bold, sparkly letters? Me either. A picture of Alex and Henry in the green field of a stadium. Henry is geared up and sweaty, probably taking a break after a game, looking intensely at Alex, who is talking to a reporter. Peter, yes. At Sunbound Icarus. 3. Sis, I bet that duckling ain't the only one who's thirsty. Alex is crouching down, holding a plastic bottle next to the beak of a baby duck. Henry is next to him, both hands tucked in his khaki pants pockets, looking down with a sly smile. Plus 25 tweets.
Chapter 2. On AO3. 1 through 20 of 63 works in Alex Claremont Diaz / Henry Fox Mountcrescent Windsor.
Under the Kitchen Lights, You Still Look Like Dynamite by Miney RDJs 10. Creator chose not to use archive warnings, comma, Alex Claremont Diaz / Henry Fox Mountcrescent Windsor, comma, Alex Claremont Diaz, comma, Henry Fox Mountcrescent Windsor, comma, Listen, I'm in love with them already, comma, Here's what I think happened that night Alex spent in the Kensington Palace back in 2019. Summary. Claremont Diaz on Instagram. Nothing cures jet lag like midnight ice cream with Prince Henry. Alex knows deep down he isn't supposed to have a crush on the goddamn heir to the throne of England. When Henry walks into the kitchen with a box of ice cream in his hands and a sheepish smile on his face, though, every inch a temptation, he knows it's a lost battle.
Ce n'est pas grave si tu penses à sauter ton meilleur ami. By Chelou Lucas. Creator chose not to use archive warnings. Alex Claremont Diaz / Henry Fox Mountcrescent Windsor. Bining. Internalized homophobia. Mild angst.
Basically, Henry dealing with his sexuality and his conservative brother. BTW, fuck Philip. Philip being his usual asshole self. Summary. Henry was never the best at dealing with his emotions. He always boxed any misfortunate feelings deep down inside his chest so that he'd never have to look at them again. Now it's different, though. He's drinking vodka straight from the bottle, his heart tied up in complex noses, and his lungs losing the ability to process air. This time, he can't stop thinking about curly dark hair and hazel eyes. And he's falling, terrified of the inevitable moment he'll hit the bottom.
Say My Name, Cry Me a River, by Trans Parker. Creator chose not to use archive warnings. Alex Claremont Diaz / Henry Fox Montchristian Windsor. Past Alex Claremont Diaz / Nora Holleran. Alex Claremont Diaz, Henry Fox Montchristian Windsor, Nora Holleran. The love triangle fic no one asked for, cause even though I love First Prince, I'll die a Laura Thrash. Summary. Nora has said many things that she didn't mean when they fought, so she doesn't blame Alex for spending the entire weekend secluded on his room. She does blame him when she sees the hot, blonde, and very naked guy on his bed, though. Or, Alex knows a part of him will always be in love with Nora, but his feelings for Henry grow stronger day by day. Things are confusing and exhausting, so he decides to do nothing about it. Until Nora finds out, because of course she would.
5 times they were caught hooking up in an inappropriate place. By Legolas Earthflatter. Pairing. Alex Claremont Diaz, Henry Fox Montchristian Windsor. Characters. Alex Claremont Diaz, Henry Fox Montchristian Windsor, Henry of Wales. Text. 5+1. I couldn't stop thinking about the whole being accosted in a cloakroom thing, so I wrote this. Summary. And one time, they weren't.
I told you I was trouble. You know I'm no good. By Sub Chanyol. Creator chose not to use archive warnings. Pairing Alex Claremont Diaz and Henry Fox Montchristian Windsor. Characters Alex Claremont Diaz, Henry Fox Montchristian Windsor, Henry of Wales. Tags. Am I going to hell for writing this? Who am I trying to fool? Of course I will. Smut. Exhibitionism. Blowjob. Frottage. Public place. Summary. Henry loathes these phony, boring-as-hell brunch parties, but this time his boyfriend, who is both beautiful and a fucking menace, is tagging along. So he had a very nice plan on his head, excusing himself as soon as possible and going straight to the first lockable chamber they could find and fuck him senseless. In hindsight, he thinks he should have realized nothing really goes along the plan when a Claremont Diaz is involved. Therefore, he really, really shouldn't have been surprised when he felt something warm touching his left thigh and noticed Alex's suspiciously innocent face right across the table. Slow Down, You Crazy Child. By Sub Chanyol. Creator chose not to use archive warnings. Pairing Alex Claremont Diaz and Henry Fox Montchristian Windsor. Characters Alex Claremont Diaz, Henry Fox Montchristian Windsor. Tags Fluff, Comfort, Henry taking care of Alex after a rough week. 'Cause we all know that kid ain't getting enough sleep. Summary. Alternative title. The idiosyncrasies of mint tea, late night road trips, and watching the sunrise with someone you love. There's a knock on his door, and then, Alexander, did you mess up your sleeping schedule again? Alex knows Henry would see right through his bullshit and find the answer in his tired eyes, misaligned clothes, dirty glasses, and the mug filled with steaming black coffee in his left hand. No, I mean, yeah, but there's too much stuff going on right now. Couldn't really sleep. Henry sighs. Go fetch your cloak, we're going out. I still have shit to do. I'm aware. It's 3 in the morning. I'm aware, he repeats slowly. Alex shrugs, not really putting up a fight, and that is proof of how exhausted he feels. All right, give me a second.
Kissing to Cut Through the Gloom by Wilder Than Oscar. Creator chose not to use archive warnings. Pairing: Alex Claremont Diaz and Henry Fox Mountcris in Windsor. Characters: Alex Claremont Diaz, Henry Fox Mountcris in Windsor. Summary: Henry isn't the most enthusiastic football fan, and he wouldn't even be playing that match if it weren't for charity, so no one can really blame him for not being in his best mood that Sunday morning. That changes as soon as he catches a glimpse of a dark-haired young man in the upper-level box seats, and he's not the only one. 3 minutes later, the gigantic screens up in the high walls of the stadium show Alex, his face lightened up with a shit-eating grin. Henry's heart was already beating faster than usual when that obtuse idiot decides to do one of the stupidest, hottest things he has ever seen. He fucking winks and turns around, pointing with both hands to the bold white letters on the back of his blue shirt. Royal property, it fucking reads. Henry almost trips on the grass. Oh, that bloody wanker, he thinks. Now I've got no choice but to win.
Somos Libres, Como Gira Suaz de Van Gogh by Gotham Favorite Son. Creator chose not to use archive warnings. Alex Claremont Diaz / Henry Fox Mountcrist in Windsor. Alex Claremont Diaz, Henry Fox Mountcrist in Windsor, angst, closeted couple. I just kept thinking about them having to hide their relationship and getting sad, so I wrote this. It's called catharsis, you guys. Summary. It was fun at first. The sneaking around and not getting caught thing was part of a game, and oh boy, they were killing it. Everything started to get heavier, though. The lies, the secrecy, the rushed makeout sessions in impersonal hotel rooms, and all the hand-holding under tables consumed any patience they had, leaving nothing but emptiness and wanting.
I Like the Way You Work, No Diggity, by Will Darcy. Creator choose not to use archive warnings. Pairing: Alex Claremont Diaz, Henry Fox Mountcris in Windsor. Characters: Alex Claremont Diaz, Henry Fox Mountcris in Windsor, June Claremont Diaz, Nora Holleran, Beatrice of Wales. Tags: Hogwarts AU, Slytherin Alex, Ravenclaw Henry. Summary: Alex, honest to God, hated that obnoxious Ravenclaw boy. And no, it didn't have anything to do with the fact that he kept daring to outscore Alex in two subjects. Actually, Henry was extraordinarily good at astronomy, being even called the Prince of the Blue Stars by a very enthusiastic professor in his sixth year. And Alex fucking despised care of magical creatures, so it doesn't even count, right? He still gets the highest score out of his class at Charms and Transfiguration, and that's the only thing that matters. That's also the reason why a nervous Henry knocks on his door on a Saturday morning, soaked by the rain, and holding a very frightened white cat in his hand. Alex is so dumbfounded, he doesn't even understand what the hell that boy was speaking about, watching his mouth moving and not processing a single word of what he's saying. And it turned out to be Beatrice, he finishes, looking positively panicked. What the hell? Speak slower, Windsor. What happened to your sister? Where is she? The white cat on his arm lets out an annoyed meow. Alex, looking for answers, stares down at the little slim creature. White fur, piercing hazel eyes, and... wait. Oh no, Alex whispers, horrified, and finds himself incapable of looking away from her.